Welcome to Tofu US, a space for real talk about life's truth.
They want to know your feel.
But really say out loud. No filters, no judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone. Let's unfold and spoken together. Hey you, welcome to another episode of Truthful You Was, and if you're still figuring out life, this is the right place for you. Welcome aboard.
Truthful You Was Podcast.
Today's episode is going to be very interesting. It is very catchy and it's a must to hear. So after you listen to this, make sure you also share it with others. Before I say the name of this episode, drum rolls. Thank you. Today's episode goes with the name, yes, be fake. I know you didn't see that coming. Yes, be fake. Here's what they don't tell you about growth. By the way, each and everything grows. As long as it's a living thing, we are expecting that particular living thing to grow. Maybe only rocks will stay the same. Okay, so if you tell me you're a rock and you're a stone, this episode is not for you. Please step up, hit a pause, go. But if you're a living thing, a human being, you must grow. Change is inevitable, whether you want it or not. You'll never stay the same. That is why we were born like little things, like little babies, and now we are old grown-ups. That is growth. So growth does not only happen like physically, we also have to grow mentally. So it's even bad when you're just getting taller, you're getting bigger, but your mind is still the same. Then we might have a problem there. So you also have to change. You also have to grow mentally. And growth is not just uncomfortable for you. It's also very uncomfortable for people around you, for other people too. You decide that one day you're going to change your routine, you're going to level up your boundaries, you're going to protect your peace, you're going to focus on your goals, and suddenly people are starting to act weird, especially the ones who are close to you. Why? Why is that happening? They start making comments like, "You think you're better than us now? You think you're different. Yeah, you have changed." And they can even call you are fake. Yes. And that is why I'm here to tell you, yes, be fake. Because what you're trying to change is not the things they're used to. The person you're becoming is not the one that is serving them anymore. So it's very easy to comment things like you are fake. And that is why I'm saying, yes, be fake. For you to become the one that you want, for you to become the better version of yourself, for you to be who you want to be, yes, fake it until it becomes your reality. So just to think of it, what's the point of all the pain, all the prayers, all the self-reflections, all the work you're doing on yourself, if you're just going to stay the same, just to make other people comfortable? What's the point of all of that? Not everyone will accept your evolution. Some people were only ever comfortable with the version of you because it served them. Because you are the one who used to say yes too quickly. You are the one who laughed of their disrespect to you. You are the one who didn't know their worth. You are the one who played small so that they could feel big and they could take up the space. So that previous version of you is the one that made their life easier. That is why I'm saying, yes, be fake. Change. Change to become the version that fits you and serves you and not them anymore. So when you grow out of these patterns, when you learn to say no, when you stop explaining yourself, when you stop attending every drama you're invited to, they get triggered and they start making comments on you. They call you fake. They say that you're acting. They call you all sort of names just because you are tapping into a version that no longer serves them. And listen, honey, this is not your burden to carry. You're not responsible for making other people comfortable. That's not what we came to do in this world, just to make other people feel seen, be bigger. No, let everybody deal with their own misery. Stop shrinking yourself for others to be seen, for others to thrive. while you're shrinking yourself. Let's be honest. Some people won't just distance themselves from you. They'll envy you. They'll say you're fake. They'll make comments like, you now read books. You've not become a spiritual person. You now entertain boundaries. Since when? And the thing is, your growth will also remind some other people that of their own stagnation. And instead of doing their inner work, they project it to you. Because I tell you what, it is very easy to hate than to heal or support. People would rather hate. People would rather hate. But hear me clearly. The hate is not your cue to shrink. Stop shrinking yourself for others to fit in. When you see the hate coming when you're trying to change and become a better version of yourself, it's your confirmation that you are walking into the right direction. I'm going to say this again very loudly so that people in the back can hear me. Their discomfort is not your cue to shrink. It's your confirmation that you are walking into a right direction. I hope you got that. I hope you have noted that clearly. And here's the most heartbreaking part. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose friends. Very close friends. Sometimes BFFs. Most of the times BFFs. You're going to lose family. And you're going to lose people who meant the world to you. Not because you did something wrong, but because who you are becoming no longer fits who they decided you are allowed to be. Okay, I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to hold your hand while I say this. You're going to lose people not because you did something wrong, but because who you are becoming no longer fits who they decided you are allowed to be. And this is the point or the part that most people don't know. You see your close friends, your family, the ones that you are lovers, the ones that they mean the world to you. Like, you cannot breathe without them. You see them. They have only kept you in a certain liberty. They only love you to a certain limit. There is a bar that they've set for you. You are not supposed to surpass that bar. This is visible. And you'll never know about it. Even if they're cheering you for your success, there is a bar that they've kept, like, here is the maximum. If he or she surpasses this, it becomes a competition, it becomes a hate, and you'll be like, she used to be my friend. I thought my lover was cheering on me. No. People support you, people love you, people are with you because there's a way, or maybe there's just a level that you are allowed to be. If you step out of their boundaries, of the fences that they have kept for you, if you step up out of the levels they have set for you, the bar that they have set for you, it is going to be a problem. And where you will see hate, white and black like this. People are just loving you in their own way, and there's only a path that you're allowed to reach. If you surpass that, they're going to be a problem. Just do some small reflection right now. Just think of that friend of yours that you're no longer talking, that boyfriend or girlfriend of yours that you've broken up, and it's because you just landed that new job and now your friend is no longer talking to you just because you got the job. And you'll be like, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. No, you didn't do anything wrong. You just got the job. You became better, and that annoyed them. That surpassed the boundaries and the levels and the bars that they kept for you. Oh, it's a problem. It's not your problem. You did not do anything wrong. Hey, you got married. The other friend of yours got jealousy, and that was it. So people are with you, and they can tolerate to see you until this level of success. If you surpass it, it's going to be a problem. And other people will try to drag you down to the old version of you so that you can feel insecure, so that they can silence you, so that you can be people pleasing, or so that you can serve them. But honey, you don't live there anymore. Let them talk. Let them misunderstand you. Let them miss the old version of you. And that should be a clearer sign that to the next phase that you're growing to the next phase that you're tapping to the next blessing, to the next big thing, they're not supposed to be with you because they're going to drag you down. They're going to make you stay at the same place. I told you, and I always love to say this, misery loves company. if you see your friend, your boyfriend, or your lover, or whoever your family wants you to stay the same, just understand that person is miserable and they want you to stay with their miseries with them. So just accept you are not your old vision anymore. Let them call you fake. You are not him anymore. You are not her anymore. You have grown, you have healed, and you are still evolving. That's it. So your growth is never a betrayal. Your healing is not a threat. Your boundaries are not arrogance. Your glow up is not for debate. We are not up for debate when it comes to growth. You do not owe anyone the version of you that they were most comfortable with. You just owe yourself the version that feels like freedom. The one that looks like peace. The one that walks in purpose. So yes, you're fake. And thank God you did it. Until next time, this is Truthful Yours, always.
Truthful Yours, podcast.